Well, we come together again today, a wonderful day in the Lord, to kind of encourage one another. And I've been thinking an awful lot about a lot of things. And believe me, I know that I don't have the answers, but Jesus has the answers. And through the grace and love of the Holy Spirit, He'll give us the wisdom and the courage and the ability to handle no matter what comes our way. Now, I know when I was getting sober and changing my life around, and the famous thing or the saying at that day was one day at a time. And I said, oh Lord, I can't handle one day at a time. If we can get it down to 1 second at a time, I think I can do it. And he quickened in my spirit, yeah, we can do that, just take each moment. So it's a wonderful thing. So don't be overwhelmed with all the stuff that's going on. Just seek the Lord. I hope that you enjoyed the allegory of hind feet in high places. If you can get a hold of that little book, it's wonderful. But you know, the central figure in that was a character called Much Afraid, and there's a lot of fear. You know, people of God are not to have a spirit of fear, but we're having the spirit of hope. Now, fear creeps in, there's no doubt about that. But we can have joy and hope, and as we overcome fear, and it's a glorious thing. Speaking of allegories, C.S. Lewis wrote some allegories too. He wrote the Screwtape Letters, and he wrote a whole bunch of stuff. And I run across a thing that C.S. Lewis wrote in 1942, and it kind of fits right in with what we're dealing with today. It says, Satan says, I will cause anxiety, fear, and panic. I will shut down businesses, schools, places of worship, and sporting events. I will cause economic turmoil. But Jesus said, I will bring together neighbors, restore the family unit. I will bring dinner back to the kitchen table. I will help people slow down their lives and appreciate what really matters. And I will teach my children to rely on me and not on the world. I will teach my children to trust me and not their money and material resources. Now, that was pretty prophetic that C.S. Lewis wrote that back in 1942. Of course, the world was going through turmoil at that time with World War II and all. But we've been dealing with challenges. And the Bible says in 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out all fear. So I want to just to finish up with the little thoughts that I had about fear. Because when we feel fear or we begin to have fearful thoughts, what should we do? We should pray. I often say, pray about everything and fear nothing. That's good advice. I should practice it myself sometimes, and sometimes I forget that, and I just have to stop in my tracks and say, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written. So, that's where Satan is. Now, he's out here trying to play tricks on us. There ain't no doubt about that. But he is behind Christ. Jesus put him there. So we should pray and study what God says in His Word about fear and ask His help. Step by step, we can learn to face our fears, mentally and emotionally. And as we seek God, we are focusing on Him instead of our fears. God has great things in store for us. As we push past our feelings of fear and take steps of faith, based on God's Word, we will be more than conquerors in Christ. Amen? Now, we're going to face all kinds of storms in our life. We're facing some now, COVID, and maybe you're facing some other kind of fears. There's always challenges out there, all forms, that keeps us from experiencing everything God has for us. Yet, even though we may feel fear, we must keep our focus on God, and He will give us the courage, the faith, and the peace that we need to keep on keeping on. He will fight our battles for us, and we will experience the victory. Scripture says that the battle belongs to the Lord. Remember that God is with you. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10 in the NIV says, so do not fear, for I am with you. You see, God has given us an attitude of faith and hope and helps us to overcome fear through the grace and love of the Holy Spirit. Now, this means that we can feel fear and we can step out and do great things, and all we need is God on our side and a little bit of courage. King David said to the Lord in Psalm 56, verse 3 in the NIV, "When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you." I love that scripture because David doesn't bother to try to hide his fear. He admits it and obviously believes that his fear makes no difference as long as he keeps trusting God. Always remember, though, the Creator, Jesus, lives in you, and he is greater than the one who comes against you. You can see that little scripture over in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. So hope and pray that you're doing okay, and I think a lot about you, and I just, our challenges in my own life, things that I have to deal with, I just want to be able to let you know that we have hope. We have hope in Christ. Would love to pray with you, pray for you, anything, or just talk to you on the phone. We're still meeting at 11 o'clock in person-to-person worship is what we call it. And someday I hope and pray that you feel good enough and safe enough to come out and worship with us. We sure do miss you. And we're following all the guidelines to try to make it a safe place for you to come and worship face-to-face. Well, we just want to continue to lift up those prayer concerns that are in our bulletin. Our church, our country, military, EMS people, police officers, teachers, especially right now as we get ready to come back to school. We want to keep our teachers in prayer. My little granddaughter, Lexi Allen, that struggles with the CF, but it's been in remission now for a long time. But every once in a while, some of the symptoms crop up. So pray for her. Pray for Gina Davis. Sylvia Marsh is still doing well. Travis and Tina Oaks, we want to lift them up. Don and Pat Singletary, David Trimble, Patsy and Donnie White, Amy Smith Wadsworth, which is a friend of our son Dwayne that is struggling with a brain tumor. And, of course, I hope and pray and thank you for praying for my wife. She's dealing with some physical issues right now, but it feels as though that medical science is going to be able to help her overcome that. And we just give God the glory today. But please let Phil know or give myself a call or send us a text or an email. All the information is on the website to do that. Or just send us an email or call us up on the phone. We'd love to talk to you. Father, we thank and praise you for so many things, and we thank you that you have not given us a spirit of fear, and we thank you for Jesus being in our life. And the prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples is this, as we pray that prayer together: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hope and pray you're having a wonderful, blessed day. God bless, and may God keep you safe until we meet again.